This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute. I'm Liz Hoffman. Recently, WLN told you about a man with many projects in the works when it comes to sharing Lutheranism to the world. Reverend Ted Nathalang was born in Thailand into a Buddhist family. As a boy, Ted moved with his stepfather and mother to Fort Wayne, Indiana, where he was baptized and instructed into the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Although raised, trained, and instructed in the United States, Reverend Ted had a passion for sharing the gospel with his homeland.
I went back to Thailand to do a vicarage. I started at seminary in St. Louis, so I had two vicarages, one in South St. Paul, Minnesota, and the other one in Thailand. At that time, we did not have any churches, the Lutheran churches, so I was sent there, and I went back to my hometown, and it was not sure what I'm supposed to do, but you know, being taught at the seminary that the church started by preaching the gospel, sharing the gospel with the people. So that's what I did, just sharing the love of God through Jesus Christ with the Thai people.
Due to the hard work and dedication, more and more people were interested and excited about this Christian faith. After some time, Reverend Ted noticed a need for these people to have a church.
I went back to Thailand to do a vicarage. I started at seminary in St. Louis, so I had two vicarages, one in South St. Paul, Minnesota, and the other one in Thailand. At that time, we did not have any churches, the Lutheran churches, so I was sent there, and I went back to my hometown, and it was not sure what I'm supposed to do, but you know, being taught at the seminary that the church started by preaching the gospel, sharing the gospel with the people. So that's what I did, just sharing the love of God through Jesus Christ with the Thai people.
Those people who become Christian and join this church in Thailand are taking risks and are viewed as traitors.
I would say almost 100% of these people are first-generation Lutherans. As you know, 95% of the people in Thailand are Buddhist. And so there's not many Christians. Probably 1% of the Thai people of 75 million are Christian. And about half of 1% are Catholic and half of 1% are Protestant. And the Lutheran churches is quite small. So they go into a lot of, I would say, spiritual persecution, not physical, than some other countries, which mean that, you know, when they become Christian, they look upon as a traitor to their cultures and to their country, because the Thai people believe that, you know, to be a good real Thai citizen, you have to be Buddhist.
Reverend Ted is humbled and overjoyed to share the Lutheran faith with the people of Thailand.
It's really a joy to see, you know, I don't see this as a work. I see it as a part of my life to share Christ with the people and see how Holy Spirit helped them to come to faith. You know, that's what my life is about. It's a lifetime, whether where I am, the work will continue. And it's really a peace of mind, knowing that God is in control, that this is His mission, and I'm just a little part of it, and try to help His church grow. So it's really not that, you know, it depends on me, but, you know, it depends on the Word of God and the work of the Holy Spirit.
WLN will continue to follow the works of Reverend Ted and the mission of growing the Lutheran faith in Thailand. This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute, a broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Our email address is news@kfuo.org. WLN Digest Minute is produced through the facilities of Worldwide KFUO.